The latest travel news direct from the Traffic Scotland Control Centre.
This is Traffic Scotland Radio.
At 20 to 5. If your plan is to commute to Edinburgh from Glasgow, that's using the M8 Clear, the full direction, and that includes east or west. You're up to date.
Follow us on Twitter for the very latest information on the Trunk Road Network.
At Traffic Scotland.
If you're less confident in your driving and notice changes in your vision, it is important to act. The Scottish Government and Road Safety Scotland have launched their Fitness to Drive campaign to kick off the new year. The new scheme is encouraging drivers 60 and over to consider driving habits and take advantage of the free NHS eye examinations available to them. For more information about the campaign or how to book a free eye examination, go to www.roadsafety.scot.
The latest on Scotland's major trunk roads and roadworks that may affect your journey.
This is Traffic Scotland Radio.
Well, in Glasgow, the works continue on the Woodside Viaduct, closing two lanes on each side of the M8 between junctions 15 Townhead and 17 at Charing Cross. Now, it's also closed Phoenix Road if you're heading into the city from Charing Cross to Garscube Road. And speaking of works, if you are travelling along into Edinburgh, now the A7 South Bridge between Waterloo Place and Chambers Street, there's a lane closed all for the resurfacing works being carried out there. There's also a closure of Old Dalkeith Road in Inch, that's as you make your way south from the A7 at Cameron Toll to Bridge End, a closure of the A7 Dalkeith Road between Cameron Toll and Prestonfield Avenue, and in Fife, there's a couple of closures for the Lynx Market in Kirkcaldy. It includes Nicol Street between the Esplanade and Volunteers Green, the Esplanade itself between the supermarket and Charlotte Street, and Fergus Wynd just as you head east from Link Street to the Esplanade. I'm Colin Mason.
You're listening to Traffic Scotland Radio
with the very latest travel news next.
If you're less confident in your driving and notice changes in your vision, it is important to act. The Scottish Government and Road Safety Scotland have launched their Fitness to Drive campaign to kick off the new year. The new scheme is encouraging drivers 60 and over to consider driving habits and take advantage of the free NHS eye examinations available to them. For more information about the campaign or how to book a free eye examination, go to www.roadsafety.scot.